bed in this segment.
Fernando and I got to talking about this because our parents, especially my dad, was big into you needed to wear pajamas to bed. And I just figured as I got older that I'd probably end up like my dad and start wearing, you know, those pajamas with a real big button on them down the front.
So when he said you needed to wear them, he meant everybody needs to wear them, adults and kids.
Yeah, and it was a big deal that if I didn't wear pajamas to bed, that if something about a cleanliness thing with him.
He thought that
you stayed cleaner, I guess, if you wore pajamas to bed. I don't know.
God, your dad had so many weird ideas.
But it was just a traditional thing, you know, you just wore pajamas to bed. And the thought of just going to bed in your underwear was the craziest thing that he'd ever heard of. You need to have pajamas on. Well, so I just figured as I got older, I'd wear pajamas, but I have not joined the pajamas parade. Sometimes if it's really cold outside, maybe the t-shirt and shorts or something. But pajamas drive me crazy in the bed. You get...
it's uncomfortable.
Slack in the legs.
You're fully dressed under the sheets. It's uncomfortable. And then when you rotate in the bed, the pajama top or
the bottoms get hung up.
Constrict you.
Yeah.
I wear underwear, and that is it. You want to wear the least amount of clothing possible for the most comfortable night's sleep. Pajamas are a beating.
Yeah.
They haven't been worn since your dad and Dick Van Dyke wore them to bed.
But, you know, when you have kids...
together?
When my kids were little, maybe. You know, they always wore pajamas when they went to bed.
Yeah,
you
when
know,
I was babies, little, I wore them.
You snuggle them up, and then, you know, when they got older, you know, you kind of wanted them to wear a t-shirt and stuff, and I don't know. It's just, I don't know where the breaking point is where you want them to start sleeping like you do.
I think I wore pajamas as a kid until probably high school.
Yeah.
That's pretty late.
And then you...
I would say junior high is when I started
going. Yeah, maybe junior high. I'm trying to think when I transitioned to underwear.
It's the only way to sleep.
Yeah, maybe it's around 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. My 6-year-old is strange because one night he'll wear pajamas and the next night he'll wear underwear to bed and that's it. He flip-flops all the time.
What's the deciding factor?
I have whatever's going on in his goofy little brain, I guess. We have no idea.
I do. I will say as a kid, though, I used to get fired up about NFL pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
I thought those were great. And, you know, you'd hike up the pants a little bit and kind of make them look like football pants. And yeah, absolutely.
See, I have a pair of pajama bottoms that I've worn for the past 15 years.
And every night?
That's disgusting.
No. I don't wear them. I wear them in about the couple hours preceding bedtime.
Okay.
Like, that's my lounge around the house wear.
Yeah. I'll do that.
And then I have an orange t-shirt, Cherokee brand, which I think is Target, that I've had for the same amount of time. So, the past 15 years, I have a standard issue orange t-shirt and these old pajama bottoms.
That's your walk-around uniform.
That's my walk-around. And then when I go to bed, I take off the pajama bottoms, but most of the time I'll leave the top on. It'll be that t-shirt or a different t-shirt.
That doesn't make you crazy in the head?
No. Mm-mm.
It doesn't ever twist up or you find it all like you're in a straight jacket when you wake up?
Nope. So I wear a t-shirt and panties to bed.
And I think that's what most guys are doing now. And I think back in the day... I think, you know, you watch the generic old TV shows and the dad would wear the pajamas to bed. But I don't know if guys our age do that much anymore.
What about the various females that we've all slept with over the years? What do they wear to bed?
Jammies.
The silk pajamas. Had some do that. Had some wear the nightgown.
Or nightshirt.
Or
a lot
just
of times
the
still your boxers. Come on, that's seriously. Girls do that all the time. They steal your boxers and they wear them to bed.
Come on, that's seriously?
Again, man. Jared, you're joining in on this now.
Yeah, he
Stop
turned
the
down
music.
The music. Jared
Come
turned
on.
Down the music.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was just
You've never had that, like your girlfriend, she stays the night and she sleeps in your boxers and one of your t-shirts.
Killer. Why would you let your girlfriend sleep in the hell that is your boxers?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Your boxers are
clean.
A war zone.
Not the boxers I had on at the time. Go grab a pair of fresh clean ones.
Yeah, but you can't
they
ever
can
get
never
those
be clean.
Clean. No, not after you've been in them.
Not after you've pollocked the back of them with your own liquefied food.
Killer, why don't you line up a couple of those calls for us?
I will do that right now.
Just kind of regroup.
But yes, girls do like to borrow guys' clothes to sleep in, yeah. T-shirts and things like that.
And I think girls continue the pajama tradition. And don't forget Pajamagram this holiday season. But I think for the guys, it's just kind of a thing of the past. I don't know any of my friends that wear pajamas.
I don't either. I would bet you under the age of 60, I would bet you 1% of men wear pajamas.
So I still wear the sleeping gown with the stocking hat.
Boy, what a whip.
And you walk up and down the halls with the candle.
The candle holder, little finger holder on the candle, looking for Santy outside the shutters.
Okay, just as there was a cutoff date for us to stop wearing pajamas, is there a date that we haven't hit yet, like 55 or 60, where we're going to start putting them on?
They're pretty comfortable. No. Have you ever worn like a pair of nice silk pajamas?
Silk, no.
Mm-mm.
Pretty nice.
All might have had footies.
Cue on. The fancy music
it's
for that.
Indeed.
Sounds kind of frilly
silk,
there.
Huh?
Tom Hicks and I lounge around each other's houses all the time wearing our silk pajamas.
You have some silk pajamas?
I do. And I tell you something else that I think is really great is I have a pair of slippers that have a rubber bottom on. I mean, like, you can
they
go outside with
that's where you keep it?
Just right out of the barn door there?
In your slippers?
Yes, they have a rubber bottom, and you can walk outside with them.
I've got those. And they're fuzzy on the inside?
Yeah, fuzzy on the inside. I've even gone to the store a few times in those.
I love those.
So nothing wrong with those.
Yeah. Those
love
are
that.
Silk pajamas, though. How often do you wear them?
I used to have some. I don't know where they are now.
Oh.
They fell out of the rotation somehow, and
so you're saying the silk makes it a lot more comfortable than your generic cloth pajamas, and they're wearable.
Yeah, they make you feel pretty.
Okay. That intrigues me.
You know, when you sleep, you're basically going back to the womb, and you want those conditions.
Well, I always go back to the womb right before I go to sleep.
Hey! Heck.
After
and
I finish
in the womb,
that, I'm done.
You weren't wearing pajamas, so I think, you know, you go back to the kind of the fetal position when you sleep, and you want to be as close to nude as possible.
Yes.
But you
don't
want to
spray yourself down with amniotic fluid.
Yes. But you don't want to be all the
you
way
don't?
Nude.
No.
All right, let's see how Killer did in terms of screening calls as we go to Mark in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Uh-oh.
Let's get those calls cranked up.
I used to sleepwalk from a very early age up until like mid-20s, so I had to wear pajamas because I've been known to walk outside, walk around before, and walking that's around the neighborhood in your underwear is a little uncomfortable for the neighbors. I had to wear pajamas.
Do you still sleepwalk?
Not that I know of. I think I stopped in my mid to late 20s, but I used to do it like every night when I was a kid.
That is so bizarre that people do that.
Yeah, I know. It's so strange because I never remembered, ever. I never, ever remember one time.
Craig and I both slept walked when we were kids.
I did.
We were
a few
somnambulists
times.
Or whatever you call them.
Hmm. Why do kids sleepwalk more than adults?
I don't know. I don't know. That is weird that you grow out of that. And like, you know, as an adult, I mean, like adults, we wet beds all the time. But we didn't when we were kids.
Not yet.
Experience.
As a kid, I slept walked into the kitchen, opened the refrigerator, and whizzed. Now, what was going on in my mind?
You're weird.
Jason in Saxey, you're on the ticket.
George, good morning.
Morning.
My strangest one is my 7-year-old. I got 4 boys. He wears nothing under his pajamas. Is that correct or incorrect?
Wait, he goes commando under his pajamas?
That's correct.
I think you're supposed to wear grunders under there.
That's the only way he goes.
No, my kids do that, too.
Mm. That's weird.
That's really weird.
That may
they don't
even be super gay.
They don't want to be constricted, I guess.
Huh.
Yeah. By the way, we need a pronunciation clarification. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up saying pajamas or pajamas?
Pajamas.
Pajamas.
See, I was pajamas. And you were what, George?
Pajamas.
But now I'm noticing a lot of people saying pajamas.
I'm noticing that, too, but it sounds funny to my ear.
Does to me, too.
It's pajamas.
What about you, Rich?
Pajamas. But they are jammies, some people call them,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Jammies.
Hmm. Got an email from a P1 female. She says that she was oddly turned on by pajama talk until Rich brought up his kid. That was a kind of a chubby killer for her.
Sorry
but she
that.
Says she wears nothing most nights
Hey, now.
And then occasionally she wears an old white tank top and underwear. That's a good look.
That pleases me.
The chick in the tank top and the panties.
Oh, yeah.
Real good look.
To Greg and Addison, you're on the ticket.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Full on commando here.
Gross.
That's nasty.
You slop around in your bed?
I wouldn't call it slop or fly. I don't know. My wife makes me shower before I get in bed in case there's, like, you know, any butt crummage or things of that nature. So, you know, I'm clean when I get into the bed.
Can I give you a tip, Greg? Can I tell you why it's a poor idea to sleep completely nude?
Please do.
Testicular torsion.
Yep.
You don't know what's going to happen down there. You've got to keep them kind of under control during the night because you toss and turn, and you're going to wake up, and one day you're going to have surgery on your testicular torsion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would agree with that, except for I usually sleep with a pillow wrapped between my legs. So,
Oh, my God. Man.
Well, you better mark it with spray paint so no one else uses it.
Well, it kind of is marked with its own spray paint.
Hey, what the heck? He had a whole bit.
Killer screen, that.
Do you guys leave the back flap of your pajamas open or closed when you sleep?
They have a back flap? Where did you get those?
You remember those old style ones?
I think they used to. Yeah,
you ever seen those, Junior?
Did you get those at one of those boutiques down here on Oak Lawn?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.